can hide. True selves come alive on this crazy ride. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of In the Hot Seat with
Joey
and Carrera. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So this week we have a very special guest. Her name is Heidi.
Hello.
Heidi, I feel like you've listened to the show before.
I have before, not like a lot, though. Okay. I would say.
It's okay.
Sorry, guys.
Wow. Well, we had Charlotte on last week who had never even listened to it, so I think it's okay.
I listened to hers, so.
That's good. Okay. Lock in. So Heidi, on campus, you're involved in one main thing, I feel like, which is rugby.
Yes.
You're actually currently the captain of the women's rugby team.
Yep.
You're the captain next year, too.
Not like official yet. Okay, we have elections actually tomorrow, so we'll see.
So we'll see.
But I'm running for it again.
Okay. And do you think you're gonna win?
I don't know if anyone else is running.
Okay. So hopefully, let's lock that in. So your track record this semester is not been great.
No, it hasn't. No.
Why didn't you win a game?
We've had like a lot of different coaches over the past couple years. Like last season, we didn't even really have a coach. And then now we're in a league that is a lot higher than we've ever been in. Mm-hmm. So I think it's like a combination of a little bit more of a challenge. And also it's kind of like a building back year, if that makes sense.
Feels like better.
But next year, everyone, just you wait. We'll be winning them.
Every game.
Every single game. We're going to win the championship.
And so you changed from, like, D3 to, like, small liberal arts.
Yeah, so, like, we were in small college my freshman year. And then last year we were in, like, a D2, like, I think D1, D2. And it was completely, we lost every game then, too. That they were, like, massive teams. Just, like, the schools were so much bigger than Tufts. And then this year we took a step down from last year, but it's still a step up from freshman year, if that makes sense.
So you don't have to play the Coast Guard anymore? What was that score?
Do you want to tell us? I will say I was not at that game.
Okay. So if you were there, it would have been
different. I was at a wedding, but no, if I was there, it probably would have been any different. It was really bad. It was over 100, I think 0. The Coast Guard is terrifying. It was horrible. And then we've played them in sevens, too, and multiple bones have been broken. They're a very scary team.
On your team?
On our team, yes. Right. The same girl, too.
What about the other side? Did you break any of
their bones? No. Because their, like, mindset is so intense.
Yeah.
Because they run to class. Like, you have to play a sport. They're very scary. I'm very glad we don't have to play them anymore.
So being the captain, I feel like you get to look at the team. Is there somebody who stands out as the worst member of the women's rugby team?
No. I wouldn't say that.
Is there a lower tier?
No. I mean, like, everyone who joins doesn't know how to play.
Yeah.
So it's like there's people that you teach. But no, I would just say, because it's very much based off of, like, how much you put into it, you get out.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't judge anyone for, like, putting in, like, maybe they don't make it to all the practices or whatever. Like, I would never place them lower, but they just maybe, like, place rugby lower for them than I do, if that makes sense. But I wouldn't know. I wouldn't say.
Good. Cordial answer.
Very cordial. What do you think is the worst sports team?
On Tufts campus.
God. Like, club or varsity?
Either.
I don't really... I mean, I feel like, is it basic if I say lacrosse? Like, men's lacrosse?
Well,
after what happened
after
to
what
them?
Happened to them?
Wow.
Yeah, is that insensitive?
Very.
They went to the hospital. They were in critical condition.
Elaborate on that. Elaborate.
Why Tufts lacrosse is the worst? I mean, I just feel like they're stereotypically, like, the scariest. Like, Lax House is, like, not a very inclusive place for people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, walking past it, it's like,
I have to walk past it every day.
Yeah.
It's frightening.
I've been to a couple of the parties. Like, they're very aggressive at the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're good. The team is good.
Yeah, they are good. Yeah, and I didn't even know that.
Think that justifies their actions?
No, I don't think it does. But yeah, I don't know.
So you played rugby in high school also.
I did.
And in high school, you also had a boyfriend. Oh. Named Jimmy. Do you think that playing rugby made you gay?
I think that a lot of the people on my team were straight, and then now a lot of them are gay.
Mm. So.
And, like, I don't think it turned, but I do think it just attracts a certain amount of people and then, like, lets them figure that out about themselves. But also, when I dated Jimmy, I was bi.
Oh, okay.
Or, like, that's how I...
Yeah. Do you want to talk about that? About that relationship?
Yeah. Do you want the long story?
Yeah, the short of the long story.
We were friends, like, all of senior year. And we had, like, we had a mutual friend who I was, like, closer with. It was this girl. And then in, like, March, like, she had this house in New Hampshire. And let's just say it got a little crazy. And we kissed, me and him.
Wow.
And I remember it being really, I wouldn't say bad, but, like, I remember all night, because we were in the same bed, and, like, we slept in the same bed the night that we kissed. I remember being scared he was going to touch me.
Well.
There were a lot of moments in which I should have looked back.
Yeah.
And known that I was a lesbian. Many. The whole night I was scared. And then the next day, I, like, slept all day. And, like, I think now I look back and I would say it was, like, shame that I was feeling.
Oh, no.
But, yeah. And then we dated for, like, a month and a half. And one of the reasons why I think I said yes to him, like, asking me out was because our mutual friend was, like, you can't hurt him. Like, he's going to ask you out. Like, you have to, like, say yes. And I was, like, okay, like, I will.
You're peer pressured.
Yeah. And then I said yes. And we dated for a month and a half. And I would say that we kissed. I could count it on, like, my five fingers. Like, we did not. Yeah, I was, like, very afraid of
chemistry.
That. Yeah, and, like, I would get really creative about trying to, like, leave, like, without, like, kissing him.
What would you do?
Like, one time we went on a date, and then I pretended. I didn't pretend. So my sister and I shared a car at the time, and I was like, she's really mad. Like, she needs the car right now. And I kid you not, I sprinted. I sprinted away from him from the date because I knew that he was gonna, like, try and kiss me. And then I also told him that I really didn't like PDA and, like, I wouldn't, like, do anything like that. And so I would drive him home and then he'd be like, can I kiss you? And I was like, that's too much PDA.
In the car?
Yes, because he lived around the corner from an elementary school. And I was like, the kids can see. Like, we can't.
Don't bring the kids into that.
Yeah, and then also, like, we went back to my friend's house. And I remember I almost didn't go to the house. It was, like, me, him, our friend, and someone else. And I was like, oh, to my friend, I was like, I really don't want to go. And she was like, why not? I was like, I don't want to sleep in the same bed as him again. And, like, there's going to be, like, the, like, assumption of something. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, I'll tell them. Like, I'll tell him that my parents have, like, a rule that, like, you know, we can or whatever. And then I decided that I didn't, like, I didn't want to, like, be left alone with him by the end of the night before going to bed. So what I did was everyone was downstairs, like, playing a game. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go upstairs because there's only one bathroom that was upstairs. I went upstairs and then I went to bed so that he wouldn't have to, like, give me a good night.
Oh, my God. And really ran away from him.
And then he came into the room as I was sleeping and I woke up and I was like, get out. I was like, I'm asleep. I was just sleeping. He woke me up, like, get out. And then I pretended. And this was, like, intentional. And the next day, I was like, oh, yeah, like, I was half asleep. Like, I get like that sometimes, whatever. Because, like, I do, but...
But that was real.
That was real.
And in the end, you broke up with him, I'm assuming?
I broke up with him. Yeah. And it was actually, like, a really good breakup.
Okay.
I will say, like, he... Like, I hadn't seen him for, like, 3 weeks. Because I had been, like, school ended. And, like... We had completely different schedules. And then I was like, let's go on a walk and, like, talk. And then we took my dog around the block and it was like a 5-minute walk and I did it in the 5 minutes. I think it was fine, like a month and a half, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, let's still be friends, whatever. It's just, like, not, you know, in the cards right now. And then we got to my house and he asked to take my dog like on a longer walk. And I was like, no, like, sorry.
He's about to take your dog.
Yeah, he like, I think he just like wanted the comfort of like a dog. But yeah, that was an awkward moment for sure.
Is that the last time you saw him?
I actually saw him winter break, like my freshman year.
Oh, really?
At a party. And we did not speak.
Yeah.
I was really drunk. And I do wish that I had like been a little more gracious, I guess. But I think I was a little, I kind of like, I think we both kind of pretended not to like see each other. So yeah.
So do you think that lying's okay? You lied to this man a lot.
Okay, I will say though, I think I was lying to myself as well.
Yeah.
Like I genuinely most was likely. Like, I thought I liked him and like thought I was into him and like I didn't know what was going on. And like looking back, like hindsight, I really should have known. I think that I was definitely doing a lot of self-preservation with the lying. I don't know. Maybe it's, I would say sometimes it's okay for sure.
Do you feel bad?
A little, but he kind of was, did some like bad stuff after we broke up. So no, not really.
Like what?
Like I honestly remember feeling like really gross about it. He just like was a little bit inappropriate with some other girls. Yeah. It wasn't good. Yeah. So, which like you wouldn't have guessed that he would have done that.
Yeah.
But he did. So it was kind of like, oh.
If you saw him now, would you still avoid him or would you say something to him?
I think it depends on the circumstance. Like if I saw him with people that I also knew, then yeah.
If like ran into each other on the street.
Gosh. Like maybe, I don't know. Maybe. I don't even know if I'd recognize him.
Maybe he wouldn't recognize you.
Yeah, I think vice versa.
Yeah.
He's, yeah. Well, I have no clue how he, like, I have no clue how he's doing right now. So.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
So much to think about with that one.
Yeah. It was definitely, I was way too old to be going through that at that moment. I was 18. Like, I could vote. Like,
yeah.
Oh.
These are the people making the decisions for our country.
Yeah. I was voting in local elections.
Wow. Mm. Good. Good for you. Yeah. So I guess speaking of, you know, being confused, mm-hmm. like, lying to yourself, you had a pride flag up in your room. In middle school. Yes,
this is another one of those moments where I should have looked.
No. You should have figured that out.
Yeah.
But you were just an ally.
Yeah. Really? Actually, I brought that flag to camp and I hung it up above my bunk. And the bunks are not large. Like, that was my decor. And it was like a rainbow, like, massive flag. And I did it because I was such a huge ally in
my
head.
No, not me. Like, yeah. I do have a pride flag up on my bed, but, like, not me. Like,
yeah. That's, like, I was, yeah, I can't believe that, yeah, I can't believe I didn't know.
Did anyone, like, ask about it?
In camp, yeah. They were like, oh, yeah, you're gay, and I was kind of like, yeah, like, I didn't know what to say to it. I was kind of like, I didn't think I was. I was just, yeah. Honestly, everyone at my camp was gay, so, sick. You know, it was kind of fun, but,
So they all were like, girl, clock it, like.
Yeah, I think so.
Like.
Yeah.
I see the for flag. Sure.
Yeah. That's why I thought it was such, like, I was like, oh my God, everyone's going to love me when I come to bring, when I bring this flag to, like, camp. Like,
I'm the biggest ally.
Like, yeah, I'm the biggest ally. Like, I'm just like, I thought it was, like, topical. And I was like,
you would be, like, politically active.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, I think I was, like, 14 too. Like, I.
That's, like, old.
Yeah, I'm about 13. Old. 13 okay. Turning. Like, it was like.
Was this, like, 2016?
Gosh.
We were, like, 12.
I think it was, 2016, 2017.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, topical.
Very topical.
Very topical. Very topical. You could do that now.
Would you put it back up now?
Like, no, because it's, I don't think it's cute, you know?
So the pride flag isn't cute?
Okay.
Right. It doesn't go with my decor now. I think there's maybe more, like, different ways that I can show my pride in a way that fits my current.
Yeah.
Like aesthetic better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't. Yeah.
So pride is a hard like aesthetic to fit in.
That massive flag was, for sure.
Right.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
So you did already say that you think that there were other gay people there.
At camp?
Yes.
Yes.
How many do you think there were?
Oh, gosh. Like, I would say 2/3.
Wow.
Like, most of the counselors, for sure.
Wow.
Like, we would catch...
Oh, the counselors?
We would caught two of the counselors, like, making out in a closet once.
Oh.
But we were kind of like, yay, like, go them.
Because you were so prideful.
Yeah. It was kind of cute, you know, like...
Were they, like, very excited to see your flag?
The counselors? The year I had the flag, I think my counselor was straight.
Oh.
Or, like, but... I don't... Honestly, like... I don't know if anyone was excited to see that flag. Like, I think I was the most... I got the most out of that.
Guys, look! Like, okay.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I don't know if anyone else really cared.
So, on your camp, there were a lot of gay people.
Yes.
Do you think that Tufts has a secret gay population? Or, I mean, there's a large gay population, but do you think there's a population here of people who...
Like, aren't out?
Yeah.
I kind of doubt that. I mean, I'm sure there's, like a couple, but I feel like it's such a, like, there's so many queer people here that it's, like...
It's easy.
It's easier than maybe other places, but I don't know. I'm sure there are. I think there's, like, maybe freshmen, they're secret gay, and then, you know, they say, like, gay by May.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can you think of anyone that, like, should be gay?
I can think of a bunch of people from my high school. Less. Oh, I know what you're getting at right now. Yes, I can.
Do you want to talk about that? Or?
Let's just say that there are some people, and this might be projection on my part, but there are some people that interact with men in much a similar way that I interacted with my ex-boyfriend. And so I kind of, you know, sometimes I have like a little headcanon that maybe they're also lesbian.
Do you want to name them? You know, like help them figure themselves out?
I don't think I'm going to name names, but yeah, I just think there's definitely some similarities and could be unrelated, but sometimes I see that.
True.
Yeah.
I guess here's another story of you from your past. Well, you should have known this about yourself sooner.
So many.
I mean, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But famously, in the fourth grade, you had a diary entry.
Oh my god, yes.
Do you want to speak about this?
Yes. So I don't remember this at all. I do think that like I had crushes on my teacher. Or like I remember like thinking, yeah, I remember like I had a lot of like female teachers in elementary school, and like I was very like curious about them, I would say. Mm-hmm. Like I loved my teachers. I think I was also just like very much like a teacher's pet, like rule follower, whatever. Like I loved school. But basically I was going through my diary a couple years ago and I found this entry in which I was talking about my fourth grade teacher, and I I was like, something was up today. Like Miss I don't want to say her name.
I don't think she's listening.
Yeah. But anyway, I was like, Miss Pressy, like, had something up with her, and, like, no one else noticed, but I noticed. And then I drew her, like, figure. I guess, I don't remember this either, but I guess my fourth grade teacher was a little, like, you know.
Curvaceous.
Curvit. Yeah, curvy. Yeah. And I drew, like, the curve of, like, her waist to, like, her butt. And I drew, like, multiple times. I was like, no, that first one wasn't right. Like, I drew it again. And then I was like, she was wearing this, like, really tight skirt. And, like, you could see everything. And she was wearing pink underwear. And, like, you could see it through the skirt. And, like, I described it in detail. So, yeah, I found that. Yeah.
Could you draw it from memory now? Or
was, for sure.
It was in your mind.
Yeah. And then I described, I was, like, giving examples of, like, other things that like looked like similar to this to her butt.
What
I was just like, oh, like it was this show that I watched, I forget what it was, but I was like, oh, the mom in this show like looks just like it, like
yeah just like her butt.
It's kind of crazy. Yeah.
Do you think it's weird
that I did that?
Yes.
I think it would have been weird if I was older. I think I was like 9, you know, like
You're figuring it out.
I think I was figuring it out. Like, I don't think I really knew what I was doing. I don't think it, like, registered. But looking,
you just were like, butt.
Like, yeah. Like, I didn't even say butt, though. I was just, like, I mean, maybe I said butt, but, like, I don't think I really saw it as, like,
yeah.
Like, as funny as I do now, for sure.
Of course. It was serious,
yeah.
then.
Yeah. Like, I was, like, something is up.
Something's wrong. Like, nobody knows.
Yeah, nobody noticed this except me.
What was up?
Like, the, you know, tight pencil skirt. And
it's wild.
That's so funny. I guess we're talking a lot about women.
Yeah.
We can talk about men.
Mm.
Ooh. You.
Ooh, what was that?
Ooh. Sorry.
How do you feel about men?
I'm trying to be nicer.
Okay.
But I'm finding it difficult.
And why is that?
Why is that?
I've never had a lot of, like, male friends in my life. Like, actually, like, my ex in high school is, like, one of my first ones. Mm-hmm. And so I think, like, it's a little bit of, like, I genuinely, like, feel like I'm bad at, like, socializing with men.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, I just, like, think, I don't know. I just, like...
Speak on it.
There's just definitely some things that bother me.
Like what?
Like, I just think the way that, I don't know, I feel like I've had a lot of experiences growing up of, like, men just being horrible to women, and that's, like, very ingrained.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I just think the way that men are socialized, mm-hmm. it's to hate women.
Wow. And sorry.
What?
Sorry for my existence right now.
Sorry. Not all men. I don't think it's, like...
Not hashtag not all
men. Yeah, hashtag not all men.
Mm.
But that's... I think that's where... I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Not to get too deep.
Do you think that Miss Andrew is real?
Yes.
Are you Miss Andrew?
People have called me that. I feel bad sometimes. Like, I'm trying not to be.
Do you feel safe, Joey, right now?
No. Do you have a favorite male on campus?
Mm.
Let's look at the positive right now.
No, but I think I do have a lot more male friends here than I ever have.
Mm-hmm. Say their names.
Name your friends.
I don't know, like Alex. Alec.
Okay. Two.
Yeah. Two. Yeah, that's a lot more than I've had in the past.
Okay.
There's definitely some more in there.
That can't be named.
Yeah, so, well, it's the kind of thing where, like, I probably consider them my friend, but I don't think they consider me.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah, but, like, I've had a lot more positive experiences, I'd say, at Tufts, and, like, yeah,
it's good.
I'm finding, yeah, I'm growing.
Woo! You're learning to like men.
Do you have a least favorite man on campus?
Gosh. Okay, I'm totally, like, contradicting exactly what I just said, but I don't think I know enough men to have a least favorite.
Wow. You just really just don't know men.
Live in this bubble.
This women bubble.
Yeah. Like, I think I have... Yeah. I mean, Saskia and I call it a DIY women's school.
Yeah.
That's just, like, I mainly am friends with women.
Would you have gone to an all-women's college?
Yes, but I think that I... Like, it's too small. That's why I ended up not going. Yeah. Like, I think... And I also... I don't know. I do think it's nice to, like, not be in a crazy bubble.
To interact with men.
But aren't you in that bubble right now?
I'm totally in that bubble right now, yeah.
So.
But I'm trying.
Are you?
I'm trying.
Do you have what list? Efforts are you making to try?
I've been making more male friends this year.
Who?
True.
Alex.
She named them. She named
two.
Those are all the developments of this year, I'd say.
Next year, we're doubling
yeah,
that
next
to
year
four.
I'm gonna, yeah, next year it's going to do four, and then after that, eight.
Look at this right now. What's happening here?
We're moving up. We're moving up. Woo!
Plus one.
Do you think as a society we need men? Like, would you rather live in a totally female society?
I feel like the answer is probably yes.
Yeah, I think I would rather live without the patriarchy.
Mm. So, like, the Barbie world? How did you feel about that movie?
No, it was good.
No.
It was good. I guess, like, I feel like I was just kind of like, ugh, it's kind of sad that, like, people were so mad about this. I thought it was very simple, like, feminism.
Mm-hmm.
and people were really, you know, up in arms about it.
So it's like more the perception of the movie rather than the movie itself.
Okay. Yeah, like I thought it was a fun movie. Nothing wrong
with
it.
Oh, just fun?
It was revolutionary.
Yes, that's
It
changed the world.
Changed feminism.
The world. What's it, what was Kate McKinnon? Dirty Barbie? No.
Messy. Wow.
The one with all the drawings?
Yeah, yeah.
Weird Barbie, I think.
Weird. Oh, Joey, you know.
I would know, because I'm an ally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you consider yourself a feminist?
Yes. Oh, my God. I was, I started the feminist club in my high school.
Wow. So you're an activist.
In high school. I was, like, I still am.
Oh, what happened now? Too many men got you?
I don't know. I think it's, like, more intimidating to be, I don't know.
You're scared.
I don't know.
Do you think your home life, like, influenced your turn to activism?
Yeah, I mean, like, my, probably more camp.
Well, we heard that your grandma.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes, my home life did.
So you wanna break down how your grandma maybe influenced something?
Yeah. My grandmother is a huge environmental activist. Like, I'm talking, she's gotten arrested. I did mock trial in high school, and she would come to, like, our mock trial things, and it would be in a real courthouse, and she'd be like, oh, this is where I had my, you know, like, whatever, after getting arrested for my environmental protest. She's a part of, it's like, performance art and Ooh. Environmental activism called the Red Rebels. Search it up. Mm-hmm. If you search up, like, Red Rebels, Buzzards Bay, like, Bourne Bridge, that's her. Like, she organized that.
What is it?
You dress up in all red. It's like The Handmaid's Tale.
Mm-hmm.
And then paint your face white. And then, like, they silently Ooh. Walk with, like, posts or, like, posters saying, like, kind of things. Like, my step-grandfather was a he, like, played a dying or, like, dead person Oh. to, like, show what the climate what climate change is doing.
Did they, like, carry him around?
I don't really know, but
so you weren't a part of this?
No, I could have been once. Oh. my sister like filmed something. They were doing, like, a mini documentary, and she, like, helped do that, but I had, like, work or something,
so that wasn't important for you.
Yeah, the environment.
You care about the environment?
I do care about the environment.
Not enough, though.
I guess, yeah, not enough to skip out on work.
Do you think, like, your grandma's disappointed in you? That you don't, like, do more?
No, I wouldn't say so. I definitely think, like, I do a lot. Like, I'm very, like, I love to, like, compost and, like, do all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, smaller things. I'm a vegetarian for the environment. Like, I
do. Not vegan, though.
Not vegan, no.
Wow.
I know. And I did go to, like, the climate march in high school, but, yeah, I guess maybe I could be more active with my grandmother and all the protests. Mm. They kind of scare me, though.
Oh, why do they scare you?
I don't know. It's, like,
isn't not climate change scary?
Does what?
Isn't climate change scary?
True. Climate change is scarier than a protest. It's just, like, no one I know, you know? I'm, like, bad at...
What about your grandma?
True, I know my grandma, but this is like her place. Like,
so that's even better than that. She can bring you in.
True, yeah. she can.
You become a Red Rebel.
I could become a Red Rebel. I know. I should.
You should bring that to Tufts. You should make.
I know
the Red Rebel Club.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should. Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah. We'll come back from being abroad and we'll, like, find you and you, like, in this new, like.
Yeah, it's definitely the kind of thing where, like, I always, like, Saskia met my grandmother and I'm like, she's an environmental, like, engineer, like, yeah. I know that, like, she's gonna love that, you know.
Yeah.
I
met your grandma.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
you did. Yeah, what did you think?
She's, like, normal.
Yeah,
you know? She was nice when I met her.
Yeah. I think actually she had friends over that were, I'm trying to remember when you
it was
met
like
her.
Family
your oh whole it was family all family was it was my whole family.
Yeah,
yeah, because she has all the Red Rebels, like, at her house a lot. She's a huge hostess sometimes with that stuff. Yeah,
so do you think you will follow in her footsteps one day?
In some ways, yes. Oh. I think I will find my own way.
In what way will that be?
To be an activist.
In what way will that be?
A silent one.
Got me there. Like, I would say maybe a little bit more behind the scenes one.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think
It's like in your house.
Repost things on your Instagram story.
Yeah, repost. Yeah. I don't know, like getting solar panels, like trying to get a hybrid car, like living like my
but
own
not
life.
An electric
like
car.
Growing my own food. Or yeah, electric, whatever.
Oh, so how do you feel about Tesla?
Oh, gosh. I don't really know enough about, like, I mean, Elon Musk is crazy.
Yeah.
Right? My grandmother has a Tesla.
Wow. So she supports
Elon Musk?
She actually wants to sell it.
Oh.
Yeah.
For her.
Or she told me, like, she was considering it because, like, she hates Elon Musk. But, I mean, I think that, I guess they're, like, it's nice that they're really popular and making electric cars more popular. I don't know.
Look at that.
So speaking about your family, you have an identical twin sister.
I do.
What's your least favorite part about being a twin?
Ooh. Gosh. Okay. I probably would have. I honestly like. It's actually hard for me to find one. I like love being a twin. Like maybe. I'm very bad at. Like I think. I'm very bad at doing things without someone else, if that makes sense. Like, I always like to have someone, like, with me to do things that are a little scary because, like, I've always had that.
Like, go to a protest with your grandma.
Yeah, or, like I don't know.
But your twin went without you.
Wow.
Yeah. She went with my cousins, so she wasn't alone.
But you could have also went with your cousins.
I could have also gone. I don't know. Like, I'm... Like, starting sports and stuff. Like, we've always done that together. Mm-hmm. And I think at college, it's been a little bit difficult for me to, like, do that, you know? And not have, like, someone that I know who's in it, who, like, can do it with me. But overall, I would say all positive.
Why didn't you go to school with your twin?
Because I think I wanted a chance to, like, get better at, like, being independent. I don't know.
Was that, like, a you decision or, like,
it was a her decision.
Ooh.
Well, it was mutual. I would say, like, I got where she was coming from, but I almost applied. So she got in ED to the Bryn Mawr, the school she's at, and I wanted to apply because, like, I liked the campus, whatever, and she was like, you're not allowed to apply.
Wow.
Which I get, and I'm glad that she did that, and I don't think I would have liked going to the same school as her, but I kind of had the attitude of, like, I don't want to go to the same school, but, like, you know, there's only so many schools and we're, like, similar people. Like, we're going to like a lot of the same places. Like, you know, I'm kind of prioritizing, like, maybe, like, what I think I would fit in and not. I don't know. But I think she did the right thing by, like, telling me that for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think you're a codependent person?
Yes. Well, probably. Like, I think... growing up with an identical twin is just like you're just so close. Like, I'm very close to her. I think because I would say, like, we're still really close and she's still, like, number one in my life. But I feel like everyone's a little codependent and everyone wants something a little codependent. I just feel lucky that I have, like, a built-in codependency.
We were told that when you were a kid you had a special song that you would sing with her.
Did Eleanor tell you this?
Yeah.
She loves this song.
Can you sing it?
Oh, gosh. Okay. It was like...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was like, Becateria, but Becateria, but Becca, Becateria,
wow.
But... It was like something like that. And then we would go like, can I sing? Like, or like... And then we would do, like, diarrhea, but, like, I don't know. Like, we would just sing it. Like, I don't really know where it came from. But, yeah, I told
Just, Eleanor. Like, generally, you would just sing that
Yeah,
song.
And I told Eleanor that, and she found it very, like, amusing.
So, you're, like, you're creative, and you came up with, like, a very original song.
We, like, sing it, and we would sing it, like, loudly around the house. Like,
just, like, not for no reason.
For no reason, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Do you ever sing it now?
Ever since I told Eleanor, sometimes she'll be like, sing the song.
Really? She likes to be hearing the song.
Yeah.
I feel like you are one of the people that I know the most that is obsessed with poop. I feel like coming from this song, you know, we can tell that this started at a very young age.
Yeah. I love a good poop talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's... let's normalize poop talk.
Why do you feel this way?
I think everyone does it. I don't even know why I feel this way. I think it's such an entertaining thing. I think it never gets old.
Poop.
I think there's always new things to tell. Because you always poop, like you poop every day. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just think it's just like, it's something that everyone can relate to.
Yeah. It should be a global conversation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This is a hill I will die on.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, time and place.
Yeah.
Time and place. You did have my birthday dinner.
One of the first ways I figured this out about you is when Madison would show me the poop selfies that you guys send each other.
Oh my God, I forgot about those. Yeah, and I had poop maps too.
Yeah, I had poop maps.
I did also.
Yeah, my username was Hot Snakes Every Day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was that true?
Kind of, yeah.
What made them hot?
I don't know. I mean, not every day, but like I often. Just like, I don't know, isn't that like diarrhea called Hot Snakes?
I actually have never heard that before.
Oh, really?
No.
I've always called diarrhea like Hot Snakes.
I've never. I think you might have made that up. Have you heard that? Maybe yeah. I made it. I think you made that up.
Maybe it was just like a
I can get the context of like, you know.
Yeah.
What you're referring to.
Yeah.
Do you want to describe these pictures that you would send?
I think it was just selfies on the toilet.
Yeah.
And like a lot of times the facial expression would connote like how the poop's going.
Yeah.
You know, so like happy's like, you know, 10 out of 10. Sad's like Hot Snakes.
And you felt like you needed to let her know.
I think we felt like we needed to let each other know, but I also just...
It was a necessary conversation.
Yeah. I love poop talk.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, she was down. She was down to clown.
Well, here's another story of this is in high school, you and your friend would... Do you know what I'm referring to?
No, I don't.
You would... poop and stalls next to each other. Woman? Yeah.
Yes.
Do you want to? you know.
So this was multiple. There's like three or four of us. This was wow. This was a movement. So senior year of high school, I had one of my friends. She really loved that song. That's like, I am woman. I am what? Like from TikTok. I am fearless. I am sexy. Yeah. I am divine. She like loved this song, and I was kind of on the fence about it, but it really grew on me. And we had the same like poop schedule. And so we'd like, this was a thing what we do. We'd go and like go to the stalls and be like, let's poop together. Sounds crazy.
A collective.
It sounds crazy, but like none of us were like poop shy at all. And then we would play that song and we would do it when people were in the other stalls.
Really?
Yes.
Is this the song?
Yes, that's it.
Oh my God.
Just imagine you're sitting trying to poop.
Can you play it on repeat?
It wouldn't last as long to keep it on repeat.
Oh, really?
For the most part.
It was a quick.
It's a 43 second song.
Oh, it's 43. Oh, then maybe we would play it on repeat.
You just listen to the music. This is, you know, this is where your feminism, you know, took its peak.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Shout out Emmy.
Beautiful song. Are you gonna play the song?
I feel like I have to poo now.
Really?
I'm in the mood.
It's making you.
Yeah.
What about the lyrics, I am woman, connects to pooping for you?
I will say it wasn't my idea, sadly. I wish it was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess we were all women pooping.
Yeah, and it felt like a powerful
stance. And it was empowering. Mm-hmm. Yeah, find empowerment in your everyday activities.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, Heidi's going to read for us a PSA.
I chose one connected to environmental advocacy.
I hoped you would.
Yeah, this is called Go Green with Rechargeable Batteries. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore. And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway?
Mm.
A message from all your green friends here at WMFO, Tufts Educational Radio.
Yes. Do you do that?
Do I what?
Are you recharging your batteries?
I don't really use batteries.
Oh.
Like, I guess... Like, I don't really have many things that, like, are battery powered.
You just pollute.
I recharge my phone.
Do you use AI?
Oh, honestly, not as much as most people, I would say. I would say I'm below average AI user.
Do you still use it?
Yeah.
Well, Joey.
Wow.
Do you use AI?
I don't think
AI?
You can speak.
I'm not claiming to be a climate activist.
Am I claiming to be a climate activist? I'm claiming to want to better myself.
Connection mm-hmm. to a climate activist.
Yeah. I have connections.
Yeah.
I know people.
Yeah. In the crowd.
Yeah.
How does your grandma feel about AI? Have you had this conversation yet?
Actually, yeah, because I've taken the computer science classes.
Oh.
And I think that, like, because, like, I think she sees me as, like, you know, the younger generation that, like, knows everything about AI. She's very intrigued by it. I think she is very interested by it.
Mm. Mm. But nothing negative.
No.
Wow.
I'm probably.
There's probably. Climate.
You know. I think she's very much like, oh, yeah, like the, you know, the broader, like, AI, like, what's going to happen? Like, you know, yeah. Like, let's ponder and think about it.
Let's chat.
Yeah.
So you have a girlfriend here, Eleanor.
I do.
Who's probably listening right now.
Yes, I think she is.
I hope so. You've been together for a long time.
We have.
Do you think that you fit the stereotype of the U-Haul lesbian relationship?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I don't think we moved. I think we could have moved a lot, lot faster than we did. I think we also could have moved slower, though.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Like, it wasn't, like, first date, like, she never left. Like, mm-hmm. we're living together. Like, that kind of stuff. Like, it took us, like, 3 months to, like, get together.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But then once we were together.
Once we were together, I would say, yeah, it probably moved pretty quick. But, like, we didn't say I love you for, like, a month. Like, that felt, like, pretty good, I feel.
I feel like a month.
Yeah, I know people who've waited a lot, like, a lot less. Yeah.
I guess.
But I probably felt it way earlier than a month. Yeah.
Way earlier than a month? How much is way earlier
Well, because we had known each other. We had known each other for a month before we first kissed. And then we started dating, like, 2.5 months after that.
Okay.
So, and then a month after that was when we first said I love you. So I felt like I had known her for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts on, like, lesbian culture in general? Like, any hot takes?
Any hot takes? Honestly, I don't think so. If you ask me specific questions, I'll probably have opinions, but I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
What's, like, something you secretly judge lesbians for?
You are. No. I think, like, love bombing.
Okay.
Do you think that you didn't fall victim to that?
I'd like to think I don't. I didn't. That might not be very self-aware.
Mm.
But, yeah.
While we're talking about lesbians, do you want to rank the LGBT acronym?
I sense this coming.
Yeah.
Big question.
Yeah. Obviously, lesbian at number one.
Okay.
Some
bias.
But. Yeah, bias. I'm proudly biased.
Yeah. As we've
Ally.
Discussed.
Yeah, Ally. My gay flag. I'll put that number one. And then, honestly, I'll put lesbian first and then everything else is, like, equal at number two.
You have to rank them all.
I have to rank them all.
Yeah, you can't.
Oh,
excuse me?
I didn't say anything. Wow.
Her hate for everyone besides lesbian.
They're all just
okay,
below.
L, and then, okay.
Careful, this is archived, so.
Yeah, okay. And honestly, I'm going to say this is what I feel in this moment. It's willing to change. If you're, like, unhappy with it, you know, just talk to me about it and try to change my mind. L, then T, then Q, then G, then B.
So
wow.
How do you feel about bi erasure?
What's that?
Oh, she's erasing... By erasure.
Yeah.
You know, erasing.
Like, just like.
Believing that bi people don't exist.
Oh, I believe they exist.
But you rank them last.
It's a very, you know.
Do you think they're less than because they also like the opposite gender?
No. No, no, no. I think most people are bi.
You're bi.
Like, I think that, like, it's a spectrum, and I think that most people fall on it.
Spectrum.
I don't know. I guess maybe I ranked B last because I think...
They have an easier time, you know.
I don't know if I'd say that. I don't know. Like, it was, it's pretty arbitrary. I honestly can't really back it up with any, like, concrete
thing. Just
your
feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you said it's a spectrum.
Yes.
Would you say you're, like you're just off the spectrum? Or is there a little part of you?
Not a part of me that I want to explore.
Okay.
Like, if there is. I mean, I guess there's a part of me that had a boyfriend.
Oh, but so. We saw how that went. Right?
Yeah, we saw how that went. I don't ever, like, see myself dating a cis man.
Is there, like, any man?
Do you think that could influence you?
No. I mean, like, I can't think of anyone off the top of my head.
Famous, not famous, anyone.
Yeah, like, I genuinely can't.
Wow.
I honestly, like, I should think of one. I feel like that's, like, a good thing to, like, know about myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, are there any ladies that you would consider a hall pass?
A hall pass?
Sorry, Eleanor.
Yeah, honestly, though, I can't think of any.
Wow.
Like, there's definitely, like...
Not one person?
Not one, like, celebrity?
Like, no. Like, I don't have it on the top of my head. Maybe this is also something that I need to think of.
I'm getting a call. What the? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Would it be ringing?
Okay,
I think we're getting a call.
We've never done this before.
Oh, my sister says to shout her out. Shout out Amelia. We did talk about you for a while. I love you. You're my best friend.
Joe, you got this. You got it?
Hello? Hi. Yeah, so we're right now doing a talk show, but right after, they'll be right back to music. Yeah. Hi?
I can't hear it.
So, okay, thank you. Wow, that was an experience.
What happened? We couldn't hear it.
I don't know if he could hear me either, but basically he was requesting a song.
Okay, well, he's obviously not.
And then I tried to inform him, but he said that he didn't hear me, so that's so unfortunate. But I guess in 12 minutes he'll be able to hear his song.
What song was it?
He was asking for a band. It was like general. It was, that just flashed again? Anyways.
Okay.
Wow, that was...
That was frightening.
I've
never gotten a call before.
I was impressive. Really,
you seem to know what to do.
Well, there's a thing.
Not
there's
actually
a
at all.
Right
I was the cheat sheet. Yeah. I was ready to ignore
still.
It. But then
I know,
but then people...
We would get in trouble.
Quick thinking.
Yeah.
So, we called, or we answered it. WMFO, yeah. If anyone's listening.
WMFO, we did it.
WMFO.
Do you ever think about what you would do if you were suddenly single?
No. Maybe. I fear it.
So this is Endgame.
Answer right now.
Like, I don't see myself breaking up with her.
Good.
Well.
What if you said that you did?
Love is
live
real.
On air.
Yeah, in like 2 years,
like
I think it's over.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Do you have plans for the future?
Like, I don't have a 5-year plan or anything. I honestly have, like... No, not really. Like, I have plans of, like, a distant future. Like, when I'm 60, I know what I want my life to look like.
Because you really want to be old.
I genuinely think that being 60 is going to be the dream age. I want to have gray hair. I want to be retired. I want to live in a little house that has a little character.
Cottage.
It seems like you're, like, fetishizing grandmas.
I've always had a thing for older women, as we've seen from your diary entry.
No, it's more like I want that life. Like I want to have a little like farm with chickens and like I want to like you know those like cool older women that like just like have like long gray hair and like have really cool like eclectic senses of style and like I don't know. I think I've always looked up to them.
So are you going
to
grow your hair back out? Or are you going to be grandma with short hair?
Depends on how like thick and luscious my gray hair is.
You know, you could dye your hair gray.
Yeah.
No, what if you but just, like, cosplayed like, I want the, like, right the authentic gray hair.
But, like, what if that doesn't happen?
Well,
it will.
It might not. Sometimes it goes white.
Oh, true.
Well, white is fine. Just like not, you know, just like, I don't know, gray, white. Like, but like ideally it would be like the speckled, like gray hair, like when I'm like in my 50s.
Wow.
And like getting there.
Do you want to gray early? Like if you started graying now, would you?
I wouldn't dye it.
You just let it go.
Yeah. I think it's like a fun look. I don't, yeah.
Do you pray for it? Like,
I want to be gray.
No, but yeah.
One day.
I think I have enough stress that it's likely I'll get it.
Yes.
So maybe I'm manifesting it in that sense.
That's so exciting. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah.
You can go.
Tiffany Claudette Cassandra.
Yes.
What do these names mean to you?
They mean everything to me.
Mm-hmm.
You forgot Brenda.
Oh, sorry.
Well, we had a dot, dot, dot. So we were hoping for elaboration.
Yeah. They are, they mean a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to, like, rate them?
Yeah.
I can rate them.
Well, do you want to give a little bit of context the best you can?
I don't know how much I'm allowed to say.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just... Let's just say I dressed up as one of them for Halloween.
Yeah.
So you're very, like, no one else would know who this is. Or do people know who these are?
Close friends.
So you're all about the inside laughter.
What?
I don't know what I'm saying.
Inside laughter.
Like, well, yes. I guess inside in more joke. Ways, in more ways than one.
Yeah.
Well, no, like, I'm very... Like, I don't care who...
Yeah.
Like, I think it's a little embarrassing, probably. But, I don't know. I think it's the same thing with, like, poop talk. Like, I'm not that embarrassed by it. Like,
it seems like you're avoiding the question, though.
Of rating them? Or just, like, trying to explain? I just don't know how much I, like, can explain, like appropriately.
We can say they're objects that one would use, you know, in the... Can I say that? Like, I don't know. Like,
like a downstairs DJ.
You know, like that Chaperone song, like,
Red Wine Supernova.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She says, like something.
Whatever wand in a rabbit. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
It's like magic.
Exactly. And you name them.
It was actually not my idea, but Eleanor's.
Oh.
okay.
But
would you introduce a third into your relationship?
Like a person?
I guess.
Joey wants it.
Since you're like
do you want to be the third?
Well, you're treating these objects as people. So
yeah. Oh.
It seems like you're desiring it.
Like I think it's more just like this is funny, but it's gotten to the point. Like it's gotten to the point where like it'll be like, yeah, like we use the names,
mm-hmm.
like and yeah, like a third person, like not right now, no,
in the future.
I don't see myself doing that in the future, but I also like I'm not gonna do like hard no, never, ever, ever. Like that's like, you know,
whatever. Do you have anyone in mind?
No.
Be old ladies on the porch together.
Like I really wouldn't be comfortable like doing that now, but I think that like I don't know, when you get older people change, right? Who knows?
Yeah,
maybe I get a little freaky.
Do you want to rank them now? You seem so eager.
You were.
Oh yeah, sorry, I kind of thought, yeah, I can rank them. Number one is Brenda, shout out Brenda. Number two is Claudette.
And which one did you dress up as?
That one I actually haven't, that one doesn't really have a name.
Oh.
It's just Rose.
That's her name. That's her name.
Can be seen on the infographic for...
Yeah, for this week.
Yes. That one's actually probably two. And then three is Claudette. Four is Cassandra and Tiffany. They're kind of a package deal.
Mm.
Oh.
Got the bottom.
Yeah.
I guess... Not while we're on the topic, Eleanor, what do you think about PDA?
And not with a man.
Yeah. No, we know your stance on men.
I think I'm still, like, I would say on the spectrum, probably below average PDA, or like my like comfortableness with it is below average. But like, I like a good like handhold. The occasional like, I don't know.
The handhold is like,
but like, I wouldn't snuggle with her like in public or anything like that.
What about Art's house? Is that okay?
I don't know if I, yeah, I mean, sometimes when I get drunk, I get a little bit more, never mind.
Sorry, what?
Nothing. No, drunk on love.
Drunk on love,
like
yeah.
Like Beyonce would say. In this context, it makes sense.
Yeah, I think there's moments in which I have more, I'm more PDA-y.
Hmm. It's more acceptable.
But yeah, I don't even know if I would consider Art's house like that bad of PDA.
Oh.
Because like, it wasn't extremely public.
So you're not embarrassed for what happened?
Or
you don't feel a certain type of way?
I don't regret it. Maybe I'm a little embarrassed though.
Love that.
Yeah.
Be proud.
Yeah.
Be an ally. My pride flag.
Do you think that there are any major offenders on campus you can think of? PDA offenders?
Oh. There probably are. Like, I don't know if there are, like, people at, like, Tufts, but I've definitely, like, seen a lot of crazy PDA. Oh, there was one couple last year, I remember. It was, like, really intense. Like, making out in Kindle Bin.
Oh.
But I have no clue who they were. Like, it's no one in anyone. Like, I can't think of anyone that I know, yeah. You know?
Yeah, on Kindle
it's just, like, you know, it's, like, there are some people that do still have that, like, band couple, like,
yeah.
Vibe.
Band yeah.
Like, making out at the gym. How do you feel about that?
The gym?
Yeah.
Like, the Tufts gym?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that happen?
I have, unfortunately.
Really?
Oh. Like, working out?
Mm-hmm.
Were they on equipment?
That confuses me.
They were, like, on a bench. Like, on the bench, in between a
like
set.
Like, making out for
wait,
real.
On, like, a gym bench?
It was, like, a little kiss, yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, a kiss.
Well, and then, like, hand-holding and, like, being all up okay, on each other.
That, yeah, that actually really confuses me, because I don't feel like...
It's like, the gym.
Why would the gym, like...
The gym is not a romantic place.
Let's keep the gym a masculine space.
No women allowed. I think for our final question, this is a question we normally will ask every single... person's come on our show, but you okay. were actually the first person we've had on that's not attracted to men.
Whoa. Which, okay, so guys.
Which lesbian. Was a big deal
yeah,
for us.
You guys haven't had any other lesbians.
Yeah, no.
We've had bi.
Wow.
But as you know, bi is at the bottom.
Yeah.
So
clearly lesbians at the bottom for you guys.
We've tried. So. Trust me, we've tried. The lesbians don't want to come on.
I think that the lesbians are maybe just slightly, that's not true. I was going to make a statement that's
I feel
wildly
like lesbians aren't as messy.
I was going to say that, but that's not true.
I think there's definitely some
there's depth
mess
to the messiness.
I think there's a, yeah.
But
I feel like the lesbian mess is different than...
It's more like emotional, like, yeah.
Yeah, and like,
sad.
Then probably if you're, you know...
And it's not the web. The gay man web.
The gay man web that's occurring at Tufts University.
Well, you've seen the L word. They have a web there.
Yeah.
There's definitely a web.
Oh.
But yeah, for our final question, I guess we ask you, how short is too short?
Oh.
Do you, like, feel, like, safer around a shorter man?
I honestly feel a little, like, if a man is, like, my height and or shorter, I feel good because I'm, like, ha, ha, ha. Like, I'm taller than
you're
you.
You're better than them.
So, honestly, like, yeah, I think all the men should be short. Like, yeah.
Change the game.
Wow.
Oh. Okay,
so,
great.
Shout out Short Kings.
Shout out Short Kings again. Kings. Because then Heidi will feel superior. This was great. Thank you for listening. This is 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Test Reform Radio. And